and let somebody lie out on that. What do you call that?
You mean make a bank?
That's right. That's what I was looking for. What do you call the low ground in a river valley? I mean, you know where, you know how the ground slopes down there?
Yeah,
sure. Bless you.
Swamp. I call that a swamp.
A swamp?
Yeah, but the side of the river where the water's going down there, feature.
No, I was talking about, you know, like, for instance, if you went up here in the mountains and looked down across the mountains and you saw just this, you know, you look down into the valley, what do you call that land that's down there by the river as you go look down into the valley? You know, it's just on the level with the river. Not wet.
Well, river bottoms, I reckon.
All right, that's what. What do you call a road that's paved with concrete?
We just call them highway.
Highway? That's what I call them too. What other types of roads? See, like this one out here. What do you call this kind of road that's got them?
Up to the house.
The kind of road that's out here in front of the house. The kind that's got.
Well, it's got paved. It's a paved road.
I see.
That's a paved road, and this other one comes up past. It's dirt road.
Do you have a name for any kind of road that's paved with tar, got tar on top of it?
Yeah, that's a highway.
All right. What do you call the ditch that they dig out here by the side of a road, you know, a graded road, and then they have to dig a ditch along the edge of it? What's that called?
It's called a ditch.
All right. What do you call a dog that isn't worth anything? He's not a very good pet and he just sits around eating all day long and he doesn't keep strangers away either. What's just a worthless dog? What do you call one?
Well, I call him no-count dog.
All right. What's the name that when a horse is all bedded down and he's real contented and getting ready to eat, you know, sometimes they make kind of soft noises. Do you have a name for that noise that they make?
Nicker and Rico.
Alright, that's what. What's the bone from the breast of a chicken that kids like to
pull bone?
Yeah. What's the second, you know, sometimes after you've planted one growth of, after you've harvested a crop, say a clay or of hay or clover, and after you've harvested it, another crop just comes up by itself. What do you call that crop? Is that a, you know, there's a
that's second crop,
second
I reckon.
Crop. Now I know you know what this, I know you've made this before. What do you call bread, loaf bread, that's made out of white flour?
We just call it loaf bread. It's
loaf bread?
Light bread, really.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured. What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
That's cornbread.
You have any other names for it too? Like,
no.
Ever heard corn pone used? Or?
No, it's corn sticks. No, but we just said cornbread.
Cornbread.
Yeah.
What about cornbread that's made in ashes?
Well, that's ash sticks.
What do you call soft, mushy cornbread that you serve with a spoon? What's that?
That's mush.
You know, that's another thing. I've got 16 names down here for it, and everybody I've talked to from Menlo and from up here too, all say mush. It's mush.
Yeah,
that's what I've always heard
called.
I never
know what you call it. Some folks eat that terrible. I don't like it much.
Let's see. What do you call a round piece of sweet bread with a hole in the middle? It's kind of flat and it's got a hole
tea
in
cake.
It. Tea cake.
That's what I can call them.
And it's got a hole in the middle of it. You know,
I know.
It's made with baking powder. Now, does that make any difference? That's still a tea cake?
Yeah.
What happens when you make them out of yeast? Does that make any difference?
Yeast.
Yeast. Make them with yeast. Does that make any difference at all to you?
No, I think so.